This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala ma ba'd. Our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-hujjaju wafdullahi ta'ala ajabuhum fada'abda'ahum fa'ajabuhum. The Hujjaj are Allah's delegates and guests. The Hujjaj are Allah's delegates and guests. He called them, he invited them, and they responded to his call. I want you to imagine you've been planning a massive event, a party, a da'wah. You want to invite all of your choice family and friends. How would you look forward to that day? How much would you spend preparing for that day? How would you deck up your house? What expenses would you not spare to make your guests that you are looking forward to have a good event and evening? And you yourself will be monitoring, making sure, you know, down to the last detail. How much more so when Al-Kareem himself has invited us? How much more so when the Rabbul Arsh Al-Azim has issued a call? And here we are, having been honored and blessed to respond to that call, when so many others are not able to come. Allah did not invite you to His house to humiliate you. Allah did not invite you except to honor you. Allah invited you to respond to your du'as and to show you His karam. So, the one who is sitting here now, how can they lose hope of Allah when Allah has invited them? You are those whom Allah has handpicked and selected. How many are the people who want to be in your place and they are not here? How many have saved for decades and they're not able to make it? How many do not even have the mechanism to save? And here we are, privileged beyond measure. Privileged beyond comprehension and understanding. Here we are, not even appreciating the blessings that Allah has given us. Allah did not invite you except to honor you and to forgive you. So do you want that forgiveness? Do you want to accept that honor? One of the main points that I have about the Hajj, it's a pet peeve that I know Ustad, where Isa also has this, is that too many hujjaj are focused on the minutiae of the fiqh. And in the process, they lose the spirit of the Hajj. And it's frustrating. The Hajj is not about the petty details. The Hajj is not about, oh, I scratched my hand and I took a hair off and what was going to happen. This is a problem, in my opinion, a type of spiritual OCD that too many of the hujjaj have. The Hajj is about the spirit of Hajj. Read the verses. I just recited them right now. الحج أشهر معلومات فمن فرض فيهن الحج فلا رفث ولا فسوق ولا جدل في الحج وما تفعل من خير يعلمه الله واذكر الله في أيام معدودات فإذا قضيتم مناسككم فاذكروا الله كذكركم آباءكم. The whole passage is about istighfar and dhikr and spirituality. Yes, of course, you need to learn the ahkam, that's important. But that's not the goal. The goal of Hajj is transformative. The goal is that it's not something you just scratch off your list. The goal is you come back totally renewed, like your mother gave birth to you. You're getting a new life all over again. Your past is your past. Forget about it. Allah is allowing you to be a new you, literally. That's the whole point of Hajj. What is the very next verse after the verses of Hajj? I didn't recite them because of time. The very next verse, open it. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَشْرِي نَفْسَهُ ابْتِغَاءَ مَرْضَاتِ اللَّهِ. يَا أَيُّوَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا دُخُلُوا فِي السِّلْمِ كَافَّةً. The very next passage after Allah finishes talking about Hajj is about transforming, is about selling yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is about entering into Islam wholeheartedly. That is what Hajj is about. So my humble plea to myself and all of you, don't lose the forest for the trees. Don't get involved in the minutiae and forget about the real purpose. Allah called you here to His house to cleanse you and send you back a new person. That's the purpose of Hajj. So you need to come here with that spirit in mind. When you leave,
You should abandon your previous life and embrace a new life. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَشْرِي نَفْسَهُ ابْتِغَاءَ مَرْضَاتِ اللَّهِ. There are those who they just want to sell themselves completely to Allah's pleasure. That's what they want. O you who believe, enter into Islam wholeheartedly. أُدْخُلُوا فِي السِّلْمِ كَافَ. This occurs right after the verses of Hajj. This is what Hajj is about. So as you proceed day by day, be optimistic. Allah chose you. Don't lose hope in Allah. Perhaps me and you, some of us, perhaps don't deserve to be here, but still in Allah's karam, He invited us. So alhamdulillah, as the Prophet ﷺ said, that Allah says in the hadith, that هُمْ قَوْمٌ لَا يَشْقَى بِهِمْ جَلِيسٌ. There are people that are so blessed, even if a misfortunate person is in their ranks who doesn't deserve those blessings, simply by being in those people's ranks, Allah will forgive. And so perhaps I am or you are one of those people that, you know, maybe that invitation wasn't really, we're not worthy, but khair, Allah did it. And because Allah did it and because we're here, well then the opportunity has been handed to us. So on the day of Arafah, because Al-Hajju Arafah, on the day of Arafah, that is the day of cleansing and atonement. That is the day of istighfar. That is the day of assessing your life. What have you accomplished? How many more years do you have left? When you meet Allah, what will you say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? This is that day, the day of Arafah. On that day, reassess yourself. Spend quiet time on that day. Not just in dua and istighfar, but contemplation. Your life, what have you done? The meaning of your life. And when Arafah finishes, and you finish your manasik, and you do your tawaf al-ifadah, and you move on, and you return back, then you really should be as new, and as fresh, and as pure, and as holy, and as clean as the day your mother gave birth to you. And when you're returning with that new, rejuvenated spirit, well then, insha'Allah ta'ala, you're going to do something totally different. New lifestyle, abandonment of your sins. You're going to take on tasks and assignments for the community, for the religion, for the deen, for yourselves that you hadn't done before. You're going to abandon things that you should not be doing. That is what Hajj is about. And if that is the spirit of Hajj, that is in fact Hajj al-Mabrur. Final point here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran that a sign of a good deed, a sign of having have a good deed accepted, is that it is followed by a resurgence of iman. When Allah accepts a good deed, your iman is renewed. So if after this Hajj, you find your iman strong, rising up high, you find yourself really wanting to do much, then inshallah ta'ala, that is a sign that Hajj has been accepted. And if you find that Hajj was just something you wanted to cross off your to-do list, then in reality, you have not understood the spirit of Hajj, even if you followed all the minutiae and all the ahkam and all of the ihram commandments and whatnot, that is nothing. I would much rather you break every rule in the ihram book and you understand the spirit of Hajj. Please don't misquote me, I know you're just going to get angry at you. But wallahi, I speak the truth here. The ahkam of Hajj are trivial. This ahkam of ihram, it's no big deal. Allah's going to forgive whatever you did accidentally. If you did it intentionally for a reason, it's also forgiven. Even if you did it intentionally, it's fidya to give. That's not the big thing. The big thing is your qalb and your heart. The big thing is your attitude. The big thing is your istighfar and your whole renewal. That's the point of Hajj. So concentrate on that. Introspect. Understand why you're here. Appreciate those blessings. And insha'Allah ta'ala, if that is the case, then your Hajj and my Hajj will be Hajj al-Mabrur. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow every single step that we do for to be for His sake. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our dua, our istighfar, our sacrifices. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us and protect our families. May Allah azza wa jalla grant us afia in this dunya and the akhirah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the good of this world and the good of the next world and cause us to be saved from the fire of hell. وجزاكم الله خيرا والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته
الحج أشهر معلومات فمن فرض فيهن الحج فلا رفث ولا فسوق ولا جدال في الحج وما تفعلوا من خير يعلمه الله وتزودوا فإن خير الزاد التقوى واتقون يا أولي الألباب ليس عليكم جناح أن تبتغوا فضلا من ربكم فإذا أفضتم من عرفات فاذكروا الله عند المشعر الحرام واذكروه كما هداكم وإن كنتم من قبله لمن الضالين
فيا ذلي ويا خجلي إذا ما قال لي ربي أما استحييته تعصيني ولا تخشى من العتب وتخفي الذنب عن خلقي وتأبى في الهوى قربي فتب مما جنيت عسى تعود إلى رضا.